This week's shiur is sponsored by the Lefkowitz Mishpacha Leninismus of Yisrael ben Rabbi Yitzchak Dov, on Rosh Hashanah, is the Yahrzeit of Shushan Purim. Shkaicha Hashiv, we've come to say a shiur.
The dam should get out. State, you have to be you have to salt it very good. Shear has to be kedei ibud, has to be like mamish, as if you're preserving the bosel, make it very, very salty. And afterwards, you have to be medich yofi yofi. You have to rinse it off very, very well from the salt. The Gemara brings a braisa that you have to be medich also before you salt it. Before you salt it, you have to be medich, and then you salt it melech yofi yofi. Then weiter is medich yofi yofi. So weiss this from the Gemara that that's how you get all the dam in a bosel yotze midei domoy until you do that. All the dam doesn't come out until you do that. Take out some dam, but to get all the dam out of the basar, you need meliche yofe yofe and mediche yofe yofe. In Rambam, he adds another thing you have to do. Rambam perek vav macholus asur salocha yud. Zav the Rambam in a basar yoytze midei domoy and ken meliche yofe yofe and mediche yofe yofe. Ketzad oise. Mediche habosar tchilo. That's the breise. First you have to rinse the basar. ואחר כך מלחוי יופי יופי, ומניחוי במלחוי כדי הילוך מיל, you leave it in the מלח כדי הילוך מיל, that's how long it takes for the מלח to take out the dam. ואחר כך מדיחו יופי יופי, what's the shear of יופי יופי, עד שייצו המים זקים. Till the water is clear. You see all the dam, you're rinsing off the מלח, that's bloody. So when the water starts being clear, then you are מדיח יופי יופי. Like to the Rambam, ומשליחוי מיד לתוך מים רויסכן, אבל לא לפושרן, כדי שיסלבן מיד ולא יצא דם. When you finish being מדיחה יופה יופה, you throw it into boiling hot water, not מים פושרן, as to be מים רויסכן. And what's the point? צריך לרמב״ם, כדי שיסלבן מיד, it should get white right away, ולא יצא דם, דם shouldn't come out. זוקת רייבד, אומר אברום, זה לא שומענו ולראינו מיומנו, never heard of such a thing that after you meleach or mediach, you should have to do something else. Throw it into mayim roischim, that dam shouldn't come out. There's no dam left. Zokta v'chol adumimus sheyetzim emenu achar ha-melicha, any red that comes out of the bosor after the melicha, en elech amar bosor. Gemara shtet mechulam, that the Gemara says a blood before, and afkuf yedez shmul called it chamar bisro. That's not dam. That's redness from the bosser itself. Chamar bosser. It's not really the dam. If the melicha and adocha, there's no dam left. So what's this putting it into mayim roischem? The rabbi dinktzach, he says, v'amachme yoysa mekan olav lo aviraya. The Rama made a new chumra that you have to, if the melicha, you have to throw it into mayim roischem so that the dam shouldn't come out. The Ran, is mazba the Rambam shita. Dr. Ran is the Rambam hal that that what comes out later is dam. The melicha doesn't take out all the dam from inside the eva. The melicha only takes out the dam that's on the top of the eva. What's about to come out, the dam that's all the way that's on the surface, that's going to come out very easily, melicha takes that out. But deep in the bosor is muvla more dam even after melicha. The bosser wasn't yoytze totally midei domoy, even after all the melicha yofa yofa and adocha yofa yofa. Are we here? Gosh, no.
Thank you.
He says, Hilkach vaday ein melicha bo el lehitzi adam shal pnei habosa v'asomuch loy hol adam abolua b'chaticha loy chay shinon tahav le adam yevorim shel epirish t'shori. Zokter Rad, melicha only helps for dam shal pnei habosa. The dam that's bolua in the bosa, that doesn't come out, but there's no problem if you eat it. Menegesasen. Because the Zaloch Zokteran is Dama Yvorim Shaloi Pirish is Mut. What's the Dama Yvorim Shaloi Pirish? In Dam, is though there's Dam Hanefesh, there's Dam Atamtsis, and Dam Hoivorim. So there are Surim from Dam. Dam Hanefesh is Bekoris. Someone eats Dam Hanefesh, a Kizai is Dam Hanefesh from a Behema, Chaya, Oif. Is chayiv koros. Dama ivorim and dama tamtzis and machlik is Rabbi Yudan the Rabbonim of this koros. Dama ivorim is aluisase. There's no koros on eating dama ivorim. Rishonim bring rayas. Tosfos brings rayas in a lot of places. They have mechulin and afir yedaleb. We saw in Tosfos and Psochem at the beginning of the case of Tzedlin. A lot of places Tosfos brings rayas. Dama Yivorim is only also kishepirish. When it's pirish from the Eivor, that's when it's also. Dama Yivorim shaloi pirish is mutter. When it's inside the Eivor, it's mutter. Zokteran, that the dam that's balua in the Eivor, that's not alpnei Eivor, that's not a problem, because it's, we're not choshish to such dam, because it's dam that balua, it's dam Yivorim shaloi pirish, that's not also. So what's going to happen, we're going to cook it later. That dam evorim, we're gonna cook it. I said, you're gonna cook it. It won't take out. It won't come out either. Just like the melach didn't take it out, so you're gonna cook it later. It's not gonna come out when you cook it. So what's the problem? So what's the issue? What do you have to be? What do you have to be machlit the dam inside? What do you have to put into mayim poishkim kadesh yislabim v'la yetze adam? What's the?
If you're not beliach, is that in the deraisa or in the rabbanan?
It's a deraisa. Dama Yivorim, if it's Pirish, is you're going to cook.
No, not Pirish.
Well, today it's going to be Pirish. You're going to cook it. The dam is going to be Pirish from the Chaticha, and then it's going to be also Medei Reis. When you eat Umtze, then it's Mutter. It's Mutter even Medei Rabon. To eat it when it's raw and the dam is inside, that's Mutter. But when you're going to cook it, so the dam is going to be Pirish, and it's going to be, and then it's going to be Nivla and the Basel. So you can have Dama Yivorim Shepirish. So the Rambam says that what you have to do is you have to, after you finish being Meleach, that dam that's Balua and the Eivor, you have to be put it into Poshrim to make sure it never comes out.
Reuschen.
What do I say now?
Poshrim.
Reuschen, Leupeschen. Yeah, aber Leupeschen.
That's the boiling hot water.
That's the boiling hot water, yeah. And that's going to be Tzimis, the dam inside that it shouldn't come out. And maybe it'll be Dam Evom Shalei Pirish. And Dam Evom Shalei Pirish is going to be Mut. This is the Aloch. No, that's how the Ram explains the Rambam. What do you have to put it into Mayim Reuschen for? Because really all the dam doesn't come out. And it just, you have to throw it into Mayim Reuschen Kedei to make sure it doesn't come out later. When you cook it.
So it's Machlok in Metzias, whether it comes out when you cook it or not?
Yeah, there's Machlok in Rishonim if everything comes out. And see, there's all the Rishonim that argue Beferish about this also. There's a Machlok in Rashba and Ra'o and Teres Abayis and Vedic Abayis. The same thing. The Rashba zokt as when you salt meat, all the blood comes out. As if the guy gives up, whatever comes out later is chamar bosor, it's nishken dam, and that's mutter. It's nothing. It's not dam. The Ra'o zokt, no. Melicha doesn't take everything out. Melicha only makes that enough dam came out that it won't come out in a kdeira anymore. If you cook it, you won't be able to, the dam that's below won't come out anymore. See, he's masking to the Rambam's shita that not everything comes out, but he argues one thing. The Rambam says it's going to come out later. No, what you have to do is you have to throw it into Mayim Reuschen, so it should be Tzumis the dam that it will never come out, and then it's going to be Mutter. They go, oh, it says another thing. You don't need any etzes. The melicha takes out enough dam that whatever is inside won't come out anymore. Made the shear that the hot water won't be able to get that dam out. But they both say that the dam, there's still dam that stays inside the bosor if the melicha. The Rashba zogt, and shtar zazach. The Rashba zogt, and shtar zazach. If the whatever is if the melicha is not dam, it's called chamar bosor. It's not dam. Whatever the red that comes out is nishdam. There's no dam left after melicha.
Does the Ran explain where the Rambam got this from?
No. Explain where? I don't think so.
Forget like the Rambam. You can't.
There's enough guys in the Gemara for it.
Like the Rambam.
Like Shmuel Gemara, so you can touch this.
My Roislim would not help instead of melicha.
What?
Maim roisrim would not help instead
could
of
could be not. That's maybe what the Ran is saying. The maim that's al, the dam that's al pnei aboso that's about to come out, hot water is not going to help that. That's going to come right out. It makes it worse. Right away it'll come out and right away give a bleed to the inside.
But the Ram is the only shita. The Ram is the only shita which told you how to do rasa.
Right. It's not the only shita. There's a shita that goinim that says it also. There's the Rambam is the shita that paskins this thing. The Raiva that came was gehert from Azazach, but there's a shita segoinim that says this also. It's an interesting thing. The Iker Din from Dame Yevorim Shaloi Pirish is kemat muskim in all the Rishonim. Dame Yevorim Shaloi Pirish is mutter. We'll see soon why. There's a lot of machlokes in why. But it's kemat muskim and say, the Gemara is up that umtze. You can eat umtze, you can eat the raw meat. We'll see soon all the Gemara that they bring rice from. Obasidora and to Santa Rambam. The Rambam, when he says the din of eating umtze, zogt der Rambam, v'roitze lechel bosor chai, somebody wants to eat raw meat, moilche yofe yofe, he has to make melicha, umediche yofe yofe, v'ach hakach yoichal, then you can eat it. V'im cholte b'choymetz, if he made chalita, he was choylet the bosor chai b'choymetz, and that was right away tzoymus all the dam inside, then it's mutal ochle kishur chai. Zok der Reivid, Omer Avrom, lebosel chai, ein zorich malicha. Dam eivorem echeduloi porish mutaru, v'chein kosev rav achazal, shtet nishiltes rav achoi, no such din as being meileach umtze. The Rambam hold, you have to be meileach umtze. Nishal is what the pshat in the Rambam is. Because if Mishnah brings from Ma'arin Choviv, that he asks the kasha, what's the pshat in the Rambam, or what's the pshat in the Dam eivorem shlepirish is mutar, the Rambam, zok der, as those was you have to be meleach is that he holds that even the dam evorim shalei pirish is mutter, but when you can start eating it, the bosa will be in a spagat, and maybe some dam will be pirish, so you're not going to be allowed to eat the bosa. Pashut, you have to be meleach the bosa, so it shouldn't happen. The dam should be pirish while you're eating it.
This is a second melicha.
No, first melicha. First melicha. You're eating raw meat. Reiv rishonim hold raw meat. You don't have to be meleach bechlal. You can shech the behema, cut off a piece of meat, and eat it. As long as you didn't cook it, it's mutter. And with the dam inside. And the Rambam says you have to be meleach. The Rebbe asks, why do you have to be meleach? Zok the Marim Chaviv, because when you're going to eat it, the boss will be in the sparik. Some of the dam is going to come out. That's because if Mishnah argues on that, he says the Rambam is loshen. He says melicha yofe yofe is mashmi. You need a regular melicha. If the whole melicha would only be for dam that shouldn't be perish while you're eating it, you wouldn't need melicha yofe yofe. Vila zogin the Rambam shita. The Rambam holds dam eivorim shalei pirish as long as it's roi lifreish is also. If it's roi lifreish, it's also. So, Mamela, the Rambam hold, you have to be choylet in choymet, kedei it should be in a royal lifresh. And if you eat umtza and the dam is a royal lifresh, it would be awesome. That's what he says the Rambam sheet is. So, kumtos, when the Rambam says that you have to be choylet beroyschen, in the pshat is the Rambam holds that it's the same thing as when I eat basar chai and I put it into choymet, that it's in a royal lifresh, it's mutter. So when I put it into a kdega, I also have to make that it should be in a royal lifresh. Because if not, there's dam inside, that's also. The Rambam holds this portion, the dam that's in there is also as long as it's royally fresh. That's what the Kesef Mishnah learns in the Rambam. Nushita, as far as I know, it's that's Yochid, as there's a real Isser on dam, Hayvorim Shalei Pirish, if it's royally fresh. It's also a thing that's stone beer. What's this? What's the difference if it's royally fresh or it's any royally fresh? Dam Hayvorim is also Kishapirish, so it wasn't Pirish. What was it called? What does this mean, royally fresh? That's the case of Mishnah Shita and the Rambam. But the Kumta is a different Havonin, where he says that you have to be Cholet Beroyschen, is not just because it will come out later. You have to be Cholet Beroyschen after Melicha, because the dam that's inside that could be Pirish is always also. So I have to be Cholet Beroyschen so that it's impossible for it to be Pirish. It's this. It's not noch a machlekes rishonim. Da shita gepaskin to Shulchan Aruch, shita stoisves and the Rosh and roiv rishonim. They hold that melicha daf manor haban likdeiru. When you cook meat, you have to be melech before, because if not, the dam comes out while you're cooking it, and the meat is beileya from the dam, and everything becomes us. Letzliya, if you roast the meat, daf manor shtoban ken melicha. Well, the koyach ha'esh is shoyev of the dam. Again, that's what you need melicha for. The esh itself takes the dam out. Rashi halt asadoa melicha letzliya also, but then melicha daf nishdain yofe yofe. So it's the same melicha. Put melach ma'at, and then you tzoyim. Tosfos and psochem at the beginning of Ketzer Tzoylin, ma'at otzav zeh shtark mit Rashi. First he asks, he doesn't understand Bechlal, what's this pshoga? The melech that's not yofa doesn't take out dam. It's not enough to take out the dam. So what's the pshat making a little melech? Either a lot of melech or nothing. What's the pshat in the little melech? Weiter sagt Tosfos, if you're being tzoyle, lemaise, it's going to be dam, whatever is left inside is dam evom shalei pirish. There's no pat, There's no kederim with water inside that's being beileh from the dam and going back into the bosel. You're roasting it on a fire. Whatever came out. And whatever is inside is dam evom shalei pirish. Es is gesundheit. What's wrong? Zok Tosfos, maybe you'll tell me the dam that's pirish from one side of the eiver to another side of the eiver, is that's already considered pirish because it moved inside the eiver. Zok Tosfos, in mishtemes. As long as it's inside the Eiver, it was like Pogash, is a smutter. There's Octosis. So Ramedi doesn't know what's the point of this Melech. Lamaise Rashi holds you do need Melech. And the Rambam also says you need Melech. Melech Fatzliya. Rambam Paskin Techet Amadaf of Melech Fatzliya. But the Rambam, when he says you need Melech Fatzliya, he doesn't say that you took less Melech. The Rambam zokt azein, aloch yud beiz. Kol ha-dvorom ha-eilu, the ganze seder from what he said before, he meileach bosor, me yofe yofe, me diach yofe yofe, is le bosor she tzorich levashloi. Bosor that you're going to cook. Avo le tzoli, meileach v'tzoyle miyad. You make melicha, le tzli, you make melicha, as if you're rashi shita, v'tzoyle miyad, and you roast it right away. So, the shtet in the Rambam is that there's no din of shihiyah. In the Kedera, you have to let the bosa be shoya and the melech for Kedei Hiluch Mil, 18 minutes. You have to let it sit the Kedei Hiluch Mil. Kedei, it should extract all the dam. By the tzliya, you put on the melech, you stick it straight into the fire, and that you don't have to have any shehiyah. The Rambam doesn't say that you put on less salt. It
doesn't say yafi yafi.
Doesn't say yofi yofi, he says meilech v'tzoy lemiyad.
Right,
he says that by bishul, he says yofi yofi.
He says yofi yofi.
By bishul, he says yofi yofi. And by umtze, he says yofi yofi. By bosa chai, by tzliya, he doesn't say that.
So he might agree. Can he agree with Rashi?
It could be. The case of Mishnah is mashma that he agrees with Rashi. Because he asks on the Maran Chovil that says, by bosa chai, that the Rambam holds that maybe it'll be in a sparek the boser and the dam is going to come out. The Rambam zokt ach melicha yofe yofe. It's mashmi, you need a real melicha. Weiss this, he was medayik that by tzli, you don't need yofe yofe. You do need yofe yofe. So he was learning that yofe yofe is not By tzli, you don't, the Rambam also you put less salt.
And no hadocha.
Hadocha, you don't need, no, the eish pulls it out.
If you do hadocha, then you would have the salt on it when it roasted.
No, I mean before.
Yeah. In other words, b'shas, the roasting, there has to be salt on the bus.
Right.
There has to be salt.
Right. There has to be salt.
Roasting alone is not enough, according to Shitzer.
Right.
It's not enough.
Now the Yamshel Shlema in Chulin, he brings these the shittas, and the Yamshel Shlema says it, and he brings the Rambam, he brings Rashi, when he says his teretz, he says it referring to Rashi. He doesn't say specifically that he's talking to the Rambam, but he doesn't say a different pshat than the Rambam. He says that Rashi holds as the reason why you need melicha by tzliya is because Dam shepirish mimokim lemokim b'teicha ever is also. He argues on Tosfos. He says that if dam moves from one place to another place in the ever, it's also. Memeila tzliya alone, even though the esh is shay of the dam, it could have moved in the ever from one part to the other part, and not everything came out. And you can't say dam evom shepirish is mutter. So you need some melech on it that the melech will take out the dam that was pirish mimokim lemokim that didn't come out. It means the esh is shay, but it pulls it out, not everything comes till the end. So you put some melech on it to be matri the boso, to be poilet the dam. As is of the Yamshel Shlem.
In only case after dam that moved from makom to makom. Why?
No, because he hears what it does is it's matri the boso, you said, to be poilet. The ash pulls, so it starts moving. Then you stop roasting, so whatever is inside could stop at a certain point. So the melech does something to the bosel that the bosel spits it out. That's like the Yamshel Shlem.
The melech knows which dam is going to move.
No, it's not. It's in the dam. It's whatever is left at the end. It's the bosel that was the one that was all blue. And that's like the Yamshel Shlem.
Melech is liquid. It always moves inside.
Right, but the way it moves from inside is not that the melech is like, the ash is like a magnet, it pulls it out. Melech doesn't pull. The melech does something, it processes the meat, that it throws it out. That's how you did it. No, and it's dead. No, it's on the fire. The fire is pulling the dam out, so it's moving. And then the... What do you say?
And Bosachai, how does that work?
How does Bosachai work?
Yeah. It also moves from up in the mouth.
Yeah. Bosachai maybe didn't move. What moved? Only by tzliya, the fire was pulling it mimokim lemokim. Bosachai, everything is sitting in the
place. It's a day, I believe.
Just one second.
What? Oh, it's a fire.
Liver.
What?
They would liver.
COVID could be that the dam in the COVID is a special heter. The more he says, Osel and Domo, Shogel and Kavli. It's a special heter on the dam in the liver. Even without salt, it's mutter.
Is it possible the melech stops it from going to makom?
Yes. He doesn't say that. Yamshel Shlem doesn't say that it stops it. Usually melech pulls out. Why should it stop? It's on the way out.
It stops it from going to one place.
But melech pulls it out. You see that? Melech takes it out, so it doesn't stop it. It moves it. Melech gets the dam out, so Av has to move to get out. Oh, that could be it. The melech gets it out. But over here, you didn't make a melech yofi yofi. You didn't give enough melech to pull it out. So the melech is only enough for the dam that's in the lotzeis to get nifla. This is the Yamshel Shlem. Yeah, can you believe Yamshel Shlem is what that's? Yeah, that's what he says. Man, the shaila is in the Rambam. Is in Rashi came on the Sefer Shazog. When I have a kasha in Rashi also. When the first burst in the Rambam is there is shver shap in the Rambam to say such a thing. He wants to say that the Rambam is going to hold the dam shapirish mimokim lemokim inside is also. At the Rambam alein haltech that every time when you meleach bosor, you have to put it into roischen afterwards. Why? Zokter Ran, because some dam stays inside. Dam stays inside, and that's dam evorim shalei pirish. So maybe that dam moved to get out also.
So when you put it in roischem, it doesn't move.
Oh, but till you put it into roischem, while you were salting it. So you're going to have to say that, no, there's a certain, the dam that's al pnei haboso, that's what the melech gets a hold of. The dam that's balua in the boso, the melech doesn't touch. It doesn't get to it. It doesn't even move it. It stays where it is. And now, if I'm going to cook it, maybe it's going to come out later b'kdeira. I've done that for a slag and a rice chim to make sure it'll never come out.
If you cook it without salting it?
What?
And if you cooked it without salt,
so then you took out dam from outside.
Only out. Yeah,
and then it goes and snivel it back in the bosses. Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's how much awesome guys.
Awesome the guys.
Awesome the guys eat that.
Yeah, awesome the guys. Okay, weiter kann man nicht fragen. I don't know if that's also the Yam Shoshnim is not mechuyev to hold the Kesef Mishnah's pshat, but the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that even dam beivorim shagoy lifreish is also. Even though it wasn't perish, it's weiter sein schwer. So what's the Yom Shoshlim saying? That if it's perish memokim lemokim, the Rambam holds that it's also. And then melach, it's gonna be mutter. Remember, it's also noch in Rambam, even if it's not perish memokim lemokim. It's dam. The Rambam held bechlal that dam that's very lifrish is gonna be also. You don't have to even say that it's perish memokim lemokim. The Teretz is, at the end of whatever you did, you made that it can't come out anymore. You made a chalita. But by Tzliya, the Rambam doesn't say you have to be tzol, you have to do anything afterwards. So if you don't do anything afterwards, so the dam could always come out later. It's weiter going to be awesome. So maybe over here you put on melech, here's going to be the only case that there's taken nothing left in the bosa. Melech with eish is going to clean out the bosa and gans, and everything else only makes halfway. Ich weiß nicht. Das ist ein schwerer Pshat zu erinnern in der Rambam. Let's go think about a little bit about the din of Dama Yevorim Shalei Pirish. What's the Pshat in this din that it's Mutter? What's the heter from Dama Yevorim Shalei Pirish? I'll say it as a Chakira, but we'll find some guys. The first way we would think the poshut mashmoyus from dam evorim shalei pirish is that's the issue of that dam. The Torah ke'asa dam nefesh, dam tamtes, and dam evorim. Dam evorim is only also when it's pirish from the evorim. Dam that's in the evorim, the Torah didn't answer it. It's mutter. When it's in the evorim, it's mutter. There's no time to go through all the gemaras with all the guys. I'll just say that it's Todim, and we learn. Everyone's learning in Kolabosot, Moshin Gifin, and all the gemaras that are mashma all the ways. There's another tzad to say as Dama Yevorim Shalei Pirish is mutter because it's considered like part of the Eivor. It's not dam. If the dam wasn't perish from the Eivor, that's the Eivor. It's Bosor. It's Bosor. And there's a third tzad to say that it's not even part of the Eivor, it's Boso. It's maybe just not considered Dam because the Shem Dam of Dam Eivorim is only when it comes out. That's a little Chiddush Tikkun Pshat, but I'll show you that the Rishonim say this. In the Chinuch, in the Mitzvah from Dam, Chinuch speaks about all the kinds of dam that are also. Dam also when atir yesh yisure bekorish, yesh v'mena belav. Dam ha-nefesh u bekorish, and he brings the psukim. Then he says, v'chein dam ha-tamtzis, is ein chayoven olav korish ala malkis. V'chein dam ha-evorim, kigen dam ha-tchoil, v'dam ha-kloyos, v'dam shebebeim, ein chayoven olav korish ala malkis. Dam a belua b'shara boso, dam that's not from the evorim, not from the tchoil kloyos, dam that's belua and the regular boso of the behema. Gamkein, shenikra gamkein dam a evorim, that's also the same din as dam a evorim. It's called dam a evorim, the gemara, even though it's not an evor, it's an boso. Kol zman shalei pirish, muter lechel ha boso im adam a belua l'toichoi, zok techinuch sheoisei dam kibosor nechshav lo nekol zman shelei pirish mena bosor. Ulefiko chetiru zalechel bosor chai, b'loi melicha kol zman shelei hudach yofa yofa shelei yi alpon of dam be'en. This is the chinuch and mitzvah kuf memches. He says the heter of dam ha'evorim shelei pirish is because the dam is nechshav like bosor. It's part of the bosor, it's part of the ever, it's not considered dam.
Don't eat a piece of meat by swallowing a whole side of meat. You chew it. It has to come at some point.
Right, so as long as you're eating it together, the Rambam holds it, that's the Rambam. Chovah says in the Rambam, that's the problem with eating raw meat, that's why you have to salt it. But all the other Rishonim hold that as long as you're eating it together with the basal, the whole thing is called basal. What separates while you're chewing it, that's not, that doesn't make a difference. That's part of the basal. As long as it didn't separate and it was a separate thing, then it's not dam. As long as it's being eaten together with the basal, it's in the basal, it's being eaten together, it's all kibasa.
By a human, right? He bleeds in his mouth, it doesn't come out.
Yeah, that's because it's Issa de Rabbonim. That Ma'odim is Issa de Rabbonim, so they only ask it in the Chutz. Revealed is Issa de Reis. And in the Reis also, we say that it's called the Kibosa. It's the Gemara in Zvochim. And the Chovov and Aleph. The Gemara is talking about a behema that had his foot out of the Azorah, and the behemoth was in the Azorah, and the shechted the behemoth, he befnim v'ragleh b'chutz, shtet chotach, the Gemara says, chotach v'achakach kibel k'sheira, kibel v'achakach chotach psula. If he cut the leg of the behemoth, it didn't let the flow of the dam come from the leg into the rest of the behemoth, and then he was mekabel the dam, it's kosher. If not, it's possible. Zokte Gemara, Shamas mino dam amuvle beivorim dam. You see, the dam amuvle beivorim is dam. So what's the shayla? The shayla was if it's considered dam to either to be posel be yoytzei, one shayla, or maybe to be chayiv on the isel dam, or legabe that there's no meila in dam. Pshatim v'sedod and Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos. Or another time is that if it's kochim kalim and dam kochim kalim is posel out of the Azorah and bosel kochim kalim is only posel out of Yerushalayim. So the shaila is if this the dam that's muvla beivorim is considered dam or it's not considered dam. Is the da shaila not like three pshatim we had now not legabe the isra achila from dam, but should legabe becoming posel in a korban if dam muvla beivorim is considered dam. Rashi says, what's the other tzad? Why should it not be dam? Zokt Rashi, I'll say the whole Rashi. Shma minu dam amuv le beivorim damu, v'koris nami l'chayiv. Di lo yavidam, ahecha chayil psul yoytze, amayiv ba'alma. It's ken zen chal psul yoytze, amayiv. Shtet mi Rashi, that the dam amuv le beivorim, if it's nish ken dam, is mayiv. It doesn't have a shem dam yet. Dam is blood that was separated from the Eiver. Dam that's in the Eiver is not considered dam, it's considered Mayim. That's what Rashi says. In the Shito, the Shito Mukubetsa says, the Gemara had a Shaila that it's not Mayim and not Boso. Both things it's not. But Al Kaponim, we have over here a few Tzodim, what's the din of Dam that's moved on the Eiver? If Dam a moved on the Eiver is because it's part of the Eiver, so it's the Boso of the Eiver, as in the Chinuch Zokt, other, it just doesn't have a teres dam yet. It's maya ba'alma, the way Rashi says in Zvachim. Or we'll say that it's a special din. This Gemara in Zvachim has nothing to do with the din of dam evorim shalei pirish. The din of dam evorim shalei pirish is the halacha in the din of isur dam. The dam evorim shalei pirish is mutter. And this Gemara in Zvachim is talking about something else. Dam amuvle beivorim dam was a different child that would have nothing to do with our din. And we'll see there's rayas in the Rishonim either way, all three ways. Vayit Zayin. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says the Bisra the Asmik, the Bosel that got red, is it's one of the Machlokes in is. Gemara says, "Umtze beyu umizroki." We had a Gemara in Gidanosh and Daftad Gimel and Beis three machloikis in Rav Acher and Ravina. Umtze, you have bisra the asmik red meat. If shteta you're allowed to roast it and it's mutter, and if you put it into a gdeira it's osur, and if you put it on gumri, you put it on coals as a machloikis. If it's mitzmes tzomis. Or it takes it's show of the dam. Achloikis. Well, what's the shayla? The dam is inside the bosa. What's the problem? Dam evom shalei pirish. What's the problem? Zok the Rav, we had another Gemara. I just want to say a few Gemaras. We had this Shaila. Hashiva mafrakta shel behema. He broke the mafrakta shel behema. Shtet areze goizel es abriyas umavli adam bebosa. The Gemara wants to know, does it mean he's goizel because he's mavli adam bebosa, therefore he makes the bosa heavier, the weight is really more than the meat and that's inside it, and he's a gazlan. But if he himself wants to eat it, it's mutter. Well, no, it's also for him also, because he's mavli adam and the bosa, it's also. And who cares if he's mavli adam and the bosa? It's dam evarim shalil pirish. Zok the Rashba, that the Gemara shayle given, that since he was mavliyat in the bosa, or since the bosa was asmik, it became red, it moved from one place to the other in the Eivah. That was the shayla. If it's mutter or also. And the Rashba's machriya seems in the Bayis HaKotzer that it's taka also. Tosfos alta samuta. The Rosh alta samuta. Shulchan Aruch paskin ta samuta. So how do they learn these gemaras? What happens if it was asmik? In the Raivad and Asogis, I'm not going to go on this, getting late. The Raivad and Asogis and the Balaitur is going to handle the Pshat. This dam is dam HaNefesh. Hashiva mafrakta shel behema, so the dam from the Beis HaShchita, he's mavli a dam from the Beis HaShchita, he's mavli a dam HaNefesh in the Evorim. Dam HaEvorim shel Epirish is mutter. Dam HaNefesh shel Epirish is awesome. This dam is dam HaNefesh. Bisra the Asmik, is a steer in the Balaitur. In one place he says that it's Dama Nefesh, there's another place that he doesn't understand. He asks the Kasha and the Gemara doesn't say Eteretz. The Magi and the Badr, Magi Segoin, Reb Meir Yoyne, he doesn't understand. He wants to change the gears in the Balaitur. What Bisra the Asmik is. But it's a state of Naibshat, that the Asmik, it could also be Dama Nefesh, that's movable as nothing. Rashi in Zvochem, Zok Shmamin Adama, movable Beivorim Damhu. What's the problem? Let's say it's dam. For Rashi, the chorus nami lechayiv. It should be chayiv chorus on eating dam amuv lebeivorim. For Rashi, what's the answer? Chorus of dam aivorim. Dam anefesh should do chorus. Dam aivorim does no chorus. What does he mean? Dam amuv lebe. What does he mean? Dam amuv lebeivorim damu. It should be chayiv chorus. It's not dam anefesh. The Ra'o says that there's no such thing as dam that was pirish from one side to the other side is also in the Eiver he holds like Tosfos, it makes no difference if it moves. Zoktav the Ra'o and Andre, then Zoktav Rashba, first he argues on the Ra'o, Zoktav Rashba, but he has a steer on the Ra'o himself, as Chseisam in Eiver. The Ra'o Zoktav Din, somebody who shechts a behema, shechted the Simonim, and he didn't cut the freedom. I can't tell us a zachen. Shchitas chulin steht in the Gemara. You could shecht like that. Kodshim, you're not allowed to shecht like that. But shchitas chulin, you could cut the two simonim, the kona and the veishit, and the vrid, the vein where the dam comes out, you didn't cut. The dam stays in the behema. Zokte ro'o, you're not allowed to eat such a behema unless you cut the vridim and you melech very well and you have to be tzoyle to get everything out from all the vridim. Frekte Rashba, why not? What's the problem? Dam amuv lebeivorim is mutter. What's the... The Teretz is, the Chayra, the Rishonim Halten, very good. Very good, Dama Muvle Beivorim is Mutter. Das is no, Dama Yivorim Amuvle Beivorim is Mutter. Aber Dama Nefesh Amuvle Beivorim, Halten Sie with the Raivid. That's also. The Dama Nefesh, that if you would have caught the Vrid, that would be the Dam Kiluach that's going to come flying out Peshas Teshchita. That Dam is also, even though it's Muvle Beivorim, that doesn't become mutter when it's not muvle beivorim. Halten ze dam nefesh and muvle beivorim is also. Rashi, think tzach mit them. Rashi and the Rashba, ze dingen tzach. Rashi halten even dam nefesh when it's muvle beivorim is mutter. When he takes the regal of the behema and he cuts the regal of the behema and he doesn't let the dam come out, he's not letting the dam from the veins in the regal that would have shot up all the way to come out through the beis hashchit, he doesn't let that go out either. That could be dam nefesh. It's that my nefesh amuvle beivorim was given chayiv koras. The reason why that's mutter is a different din. It's maya ba'alma. It's a gonish. It's not the boser of the eiver. It's not part of the eiver. There's no heter on dam beivorim and that. And dam nefesh, you don't have dam amuvle beivorim is not dam. That's what he holds. So, but there is weiter, there is schwer, that you have shlomim, is pshat in Rashi, that Rashi should hold, that if it's perish from one side of the Eivor to the other side of the Eivor, it's also. As Rashi held, as the heter from Dama Muvla Be'evorim is, was is Maya Ba'alma, it's a heter even on Dama Nefesh, so there can't be any, you can't have such a svora to say that it's also because it was perish from one side to the other. As long as it's in the Eivor, it's still Maya Ba'alma. I don't know. I weiß nicht. Weißt du, ist die, I'm just asking the cash on the Yom Shal Shloima. But I'm just talking as weißt du, as Rashi halt, as the Melech is somehow gonna help. Is gonna help together with the Tzliya to get out something further inside the Bosser. I weiß nicht. I don't know. I weiß nicht. I frage es a cash. I weiß nicht. A cash on the Yom Shal Shloima. Lagen ab Savot in Advar Agode. Es lo makasha sein, de Parche, de Purim, es lach noch als Purim, doch bis Pesach, meeg man nachher ein bisschen wegen Purim. Divos Parche, de Parche von Korbonus. Steht Korbonus, ja. So ist der Rasa Oilo, so ist der Rasa Chato, so ist der Rasa Oshom, so ist der Rasa Lach Ashlomen. Medr steht, ze veach toidi ich abdonani, ze veach hatos loy nemer, ze veach oilo loy nemer, ze veach oshem loy nemer, ze veach toidi ich abdonani. Special covered for the Ebster, ze veach toidi. Steht aki, ze veach toidi, that's why you eat it quicker, ze steht in the tzivot, ach abshat, you want, you should be, should have to invite a lot of people to eat all the challahs, kedei, it shouldn't be noiser, and they by the sudat, I can noiser again the nisim from the Eibishter. This is a kovod Hashem in the veach toida. The Dugno Magid is masber, what was the masber, a lot of madroshim with this, with the, I'll say over his point, his machshova. I looked at the, There's two types of Suda Seido a person could make. So that's Suda Seido that a person makes when he achieved something. Einot, he had a child, he married off a child. The person was very successful in Chveis, he was successful, he made a lot of money. A person makes a Suda and a Simcha, as a Dank David. Then there's a simcha that a person makes. He really got nothing. He got everything. He got nothing. He was saved from a tzora. The person was in a makom sakoni, was about to get killed, and he got saved. He has nothing more than he had before. Amachta gevaldige simcha. This person probably has more than the other person got. The person who ended up with just what he had till now, he was left with his life, has much more than the person that got this, that chasna gemacht, that got a kind. He got something more, but the other person got his life. But the other people that come to the Suda, they don't see his oisher, his glick, by the one who only got saved from something bad, as much as they see the simcha of the person who got something. You come to Abiris. Everybody sees, oh, there's a new baby here. So you come to chasna, everybody's all excited. So somebody comes, he says, you know, he was crossing the street and the car flew into him. Baruch Hashem, Mensch Goyim, okay, Zagizum. They're fine, they're very excited for him, but nobody sees the big simcha. Zokta, Einot Keton Achet, Atachob Nakapor, the simcha is gewaldig. It's very, very big. Aber a Mensch kriegt a Kapor, a Chatos, a Oshom. He had to bring a korban. Oilas adoyin, a toido. You bring a toido. All of you bring nitzel from sakonas. About tzrichim lohides from being nitzel from sakonas. This is the about tzrichim lohides. A choydos shenesrapa yitzio beisasurim yodayom. The mention of Chimed Bori is people that were in Sakona and they went out with nothing more than they had before. This is the covered that says Mechabed the Eibishter. The Eibishter them have been given. Afreit zech med the Eibishter. This is a zeveich toidi yechabdonani. The other people that they gained something, he did aveira. Now he was now he had to get back. He had to get something. He kogel akapore. Hamach tasim chavaz ein kapore. I was thinking to myself, Rambam at the end of Hilchas Megillah brings Kol Sifri HaNeviim v'chol HaKsuv Masidim Libot Ad Mois HaMashiach Chutz Megillas Esther She Kayemes Ki Chamish U'Chumshe Teiro Ki Hilchas Teiro Shebal Peh She'enu V'Teilun Lohim Megillas Esther stays all the other Sifri HaNeviim about So the Rambam noch hazach V'af al pi she'kol zichre na'atzoris yibotim She'nemar ki nishkichu ha'atzoris ha'rishoynus v'chinistir me'enai Yemei ha'purim lo yibotl שנאמר וימי הפורם אלו ליאברם תרח היוד מזיכרם ליוסף מזרו. לזכירוב, נספר לנס אבטס רמב״ם, שתי צווי זכן דו. One thing is Megillas Esther won't be bottle, and the second thing is the Yom Tov of Purim will never be bottle, even though the זכר נעצורס will be bottle, aber Purim it came as bottle. What's the thing זכר נעצורס at bottles are? The Roskirov types there, and it says, "Shir Amalus, Beshuv Hashem, Shivas Tzir, and Ayinu Kicholman." What does it mean, Ayinu Kicholman? Person, I think somebody had a bad life. He had years. He was sitting in the jail. He was sick. And then he's on a serapi gevogen. And then he got out of his tzoros. The person got out of his tzoros. So. Now he has a good life, but he remembers all the bad years. He had a bunch of tzoros, and then, what if somebody had a nightmare one night? He had a beer, like at a cholim, as well as he was in the concentration camp, he wakes up in the morning, last night I had a bad night because I had a dream. It was a dream. It's a gonish, the cholim is gonish. Like, b'shuv Hashem as shivas tziyoin, But when Zen is out, is given the toiv, how you can kill him? Not can be, oh, now it's better, Mashiach, you come and join, and get to work, and get the better of all those years, because that's in the goal, is never to give in. Ki nishkichu at Tzoros HaRishonis, we get forgotten the Tzoros HaRishonis. The Tzoros HaRishonis, and Mamish be kichoyim, will be forgotten. I mean, it's not like a mokum for a Yom Tov. So given the Yivonim came, they made Tzoros for us. Mokum a ganze Yom Tov Chanukah. We're going to see that it was never a tzor, the Yevonim was all a bad dream, it was no Sigonish given. It bottled the Yom Tov. So, but Purim is anders. Even though Purim came to Liba a tzor, Nishkichu tzor is a reshainis of a Purim it bleiben. What's the Taka Pshatan then? We bleiben Purim, it was vergessen während the tzor of an Homo and Achashverish, the whole thing is going to be forgotten, so what's going to be the Yom Tov? The Yom Tov from Purim is not that we were nitzel from Homan. The Yom Tov we given is chuosam ayisal and netzach v'sikvosam b'chol day v'day. The Yom Tov we given at the Eibishter is matzel the Yidden and alle matzovim. That's what we learned. We learned from there. Dotna shen given is chay v'sinem shal Yisrael kloyo. So shen given kosuv and shen given chosum as shen given it was after everything. For im kol zeh nothing works. The Eibishter is always matzil klal Yisrael. The simcha is as the Eibishter is mit uns allemol. That's the simcha. The way it was brought out to us is given duch was a given a homan. Mit vergessen wegen homan nach a shveirish is alt geht er rein in the cholim and all be forgotten. Aber das gehen wir gedenken. As the mikveh Yisrael Hashem Moshim beis tzorah as the Eibishter is allemol mit klal Yisrael that yom tov at leibin the yom tov at gonish mit the tzorah so rishonis. The Yom Tov hot with the Moshiach Yisrael. Those are the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is not because we were saved from Haman. The Yom Tov is the Keshe was Megat with the Eibishter. And those that bleiben Zichrom the Yosef Mizarim. Those that Alam are bleiben. May I put him Eilu the Yavru Zichrom the Yosef Mizarim. Good to watch.
Huh?
Yeah.
According to the recording. According to those